Hey there, this is Doyle Bramhall II, and this is my music journey.
Some people never realize what they're looking for has always been just standing right before their eyes. I know it's been a long time, but the compass always leads right back this old heart.
Doyle Bramhall II's compass has always led him toward music. Bramhall grew up in Austin, Texas. His dad played drums in a band with Jimmy Vaughn and collaborated with other blues greats, including Stevie Ray Vaughan, Freddie King, and Lightnin' Hopkins. Around the house, the record player was always on.
That was like my wallpaper, you know. It was going all the time, you know, day and night, music in my house, and blues music and soul music. I was just one of those kids that wanted to be exactly like my dad. You know, I wanted to act like him. I wanted to do everything in the exact same way as him. I wanted to emulate him. He was my favorite singer growing up. All of his influences, the things that he loved and listened to, were I was really attracted to and had a deep connection to. And all my dad's nuances and subtleties and music, you know, I knew every little thing, like the back of my hand.
The younger Bramhall released two solo albums in the late 1990s that caught the ears of two music legends. Bramhall played guitar and sang with Roger Waters from 1999 to 2000 on the Pink Floyd co-founder's In the Flesh tour. Then he received a call from Eric Clapton to play on Clapton's Riding with the King release. In the 2006 documentary Before the Music Dies, Clapton described his reaction after hearing Bramhall's work.
I wanted to meet him as soon as possible, and when I came to L.A. to do the B.B. King album, I asked him if he would like to collaborate on just play on the floor, and we'd work out how to do it as we went along, you know. I just wanted to meet him, and he's the real thing, you know. I mean, the first thing I noticed physically was he had Lightnin' Hopkins tattooed on his arm, and I mean, that's a serious commitment for a start, you know. And I just had tremendous respect for him from the word go, and he can play. He's a real player, you know, and there are only a handful blues players that are really the real thing. I wanted to tell him when he first started playing with me that I thought he ought to know that I'd never heard anyone like him too. It's like, it, you know, at some point Stevie Ray stopped sounding like Albert King and sounded like Stevie Ray, and Doyle is the same. Nobody sounds like, he plays like nobody else, and yet it belongs in the genre, you know what I mean? It belongs in the genre, and yet it stands on its own.
Clapton's approval not only lifted Bramhall's self-esteem at the time, it began a partnership that's continued to this day. On Bramhall's latest release, Shades, Clapton returns the favor, playing guitar on the song Everything You Need.
With Eric, you know, I love our conversations that we have on guitar when we play live together, when we play on his records. And I wanted to do that on this record, especially on Everything You Need, because I felt like that was a song that I felt like he could actually do on his record. I felt like it would be something that he would like, and fortunately he did, and he said yes to it. I've been fortunate enough to collaborate with a lot of really amazing artists and musicians and singers and songwriters over the years, but I've never showcased that on record. You know, one of my favorite things in music is collaboration, be it live collaboration, playing shows and playing with other musicians, or, you know, sitting down to write a song. You know, I like collaborating in so many different ways, not only in music, but in life too. And I think that I've sort of steered clear of collaborating or actually just having guests on my record, because it felt like having guests be on songs has become, and it had become, a very sort of novelty thing and a way of like marketing a record. You know, it was like who's guesting on whose record and that. And so, I don't know, I just sort of steered clear of it because I thought it was sort of a gimmick almost. But, you know, obviously I've matured and gotten to a place to where, you know, I don't really think about what other people do anymore and what their journey is. I just really wanted to, you know, collaborate on record like I do off record, I guess.
Four of the 12 tracks on Shades feature collaborations, including a duet with Norah Jones called Searching for Love.
Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said it would be so hard, but the river runs deep.
Oh. Yeah, Norah was somebody that I just love working with, I wanted to write with, and I think stylistically the two of us really just sound good musically and vocally. And then, you know, the Tedeschi Trucks collaboration was a easy pick for me, because when I was asked to do that at a Greg Allman tribute, that particular song, you know, I performed it for Greg, you know, after he had passed away, and it had such a beautiful spirit to it. I just thought it would be a beautiful way to end the album, and I asked Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks if they would guest on it with me, and it just seemed like a really natural thing to do, and it would be even more of a beautiful song with them on it with me.
I've been walking on the road, living on the edge. Now I've just got to go before I get.
Within the collaborations on Shades are songs that reflect an inner peace that's admittedly taken Bramhall a long time to discover.
Then one day I woke to find everything I held close had moved on. Suddenly it wasn't so easy. We have to work hard for the things that we love. We have to work hard for the things that we love. Then I lost my way, only to start again. Denied myself parts I believed in. Lost my way, only to start again. break apart just to mend all over again, all over again. Oh, all over again.
I've had relationships like that. Not only, I mean, it could be relationships of lovers, it could be relationships of friends, any relationship really, of how, you know, there's an ebb and flow to relationships. Even if they, you know, they break apart, you know, it could be the most tragic thing in the world, but you can also have relationships that come back together after and have it be even deeper. You know, the bond could be so much deeper after you do break apart or you do go through hard times or whatever it is. I think with this record, it's really displaying all of the facets, you know, that I am, which is, you know, part of the reason for the record title and naming the record Shades was because of all the different facets of one's personality. But, you know, musically, I'm able to, like, express so many different styles and so many different emotions and so many different sonic aspects of myself as an artist, and but to yet do it with an ease and a continuity that makes it still me. I've learned how to, as a producer and an artist and a musician, how to really, you know, express myself and have that continuity, even though it can still be pretty diverse.
Consciousness is riding on my trail. Loving you, loving me. Open eyes for us to see. Loving you, loving me. One step towards ecstasy.
The most profound things have been, like, you know, when children have experiences with my records and love it, because I think that, you know, children have such a pure way of hearing things and hearing music. But also people, like, you know, come up to me and they'll say that they had somebody really special pass away that my album had gotten them through extremely difficult times, and it was like the only thing they listened to through the death of their loved one. I know people that have been able to stay sober listening to my records, like Rich Man. You know, people listen, and the mantras that I sang on my record for myself became mantras for other people and helped them through really difficult times. And that's really cool to have that kind of positive effect on people, that people can get my songs at the depth that I, you know, that they originated in me.
Bramhall has reached a place where he's able to record songs as they come up in a natural way. It took the making of his 2016 Rich Man release to make that happen. Now, almost 3 years later, and approaching his 50th birthday, he feels like he's just getting started on his own path again. My thanks to Doyle Bramhall II for his time, and especially his music. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.